Dealing with difficult bosses. Although work is a crucial component of our existence, it can prove demanding when we confront problematic supervisors. Such bosses may exhibit impoliteness, employ unsuitable vocabulary, and an unfavorable workplace atmosphere. The prevalence of this problem is evident. A study conducted on 1,800 Australian employees disclosed that 3/4 were discontented with their employer's administration, which was mirrored in the United States as well. It can be concluded that challenging superiors is a worldwide issue. Increased workloads and constant pressure to increase output at the workplace contribute to stress among employees, which can have adverse impacts on their health. According to a UK study, perceiving a boss as unfair raises blood pressure levels, while seeing them as fair decreases it. Similarly, research from Finland reveals that individuals who experience high job-related stress and feel unappreciated are twice as likely to suffer from heart attacks or strokes. A Gallup poll conducted in the United States also indicates that having an unreasonable boss is so undesirable for workers that they would refuse any amount of money offered for such conditions. Deal with difficult bosses. When faced with a challenging boss, you may feel like your choices are restricted. It can be tough to confront an unsatisfactory or harmful supervisor. Unfortunately, such managers frequently utilize fear as a means of control, causing personnel to work extended hours owing to erratic deadlines or postponed salary increases. Each challenging manager possesses distinct negative qualities and behaviors. Occasionally, comprehending your supervisor's incentives can aid in decreasing their detrimental conduct. However, if you encounter a female or younger boss belonging to another race whose actions trouble you, altering your outlook may be necessary. Nonetheless, devising a plan is critical for enhancing your job ambience rather than merely grumbling about it aimlessly. You must remain resolute and steady. Why are there so many bad bosses? There are a bunch of reasons why we end up with bad bosses. 1. Seniority. Sometimes, people get promoted just because they've been around for a while, not because they know how to manage. 2. Experience from competitors. Others might have come from a rival company, so they have some useful skills, but they lack in management. 3. Connections. Some bad bosses get their jobs because they know the right people, like the hiring manager's friend or relative. Bad bosses never admit they're hired for the wrong reasons or incompetent. They lack good management skills, often because they have no role models or are copying bad ones. They think all bosses are micromanagers, abusers, grumps, or bullies. Some bad bosses are driven by inner desires, like obsessing over goals such as power or control. Their motivation usually boils down to 3 things. 1. Money. Some are just after a fat paycheck, no matter what. 2. Prestige. Others want fancy titles and lots of praise. 3. Ambition. And then some are trying to live up to family expectations or their own big dreams. To figure out what's ticking off your boss, pay attention to what sets them off. If they're stressing about sales because their bonus depends on it, you'll know. Or if they're frustrated because they're not in charge of enough people, you'll catch on. Just watch out for the signs and steer clear of trouble. What your boss wants. Ever wondered why some bosses seem to have a chip on their shoulder? Here's the lowdown. They get ticked off when employees drop the ball in these key areas. 1. Meeting expectations. Your boss expects you to nail the basics. If you're not crystal clear on what's expected of you, it's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. Communication breakdowns about what's expected can turn your boss into a grump. 2. Team spirit. You might not always see eye to eye with your boss's decisions, but once the call is made, it's all hands on deck. Bosses get majorly stressed by staff who buck the system. Remember, when you're part of a team, loyalty is non-negotiable. 3. Putting in effort. Your boss wants to see you busting your chops. Even if you don't hit the mark every time, they'll respect the hustle. But if you're slacking and still missing the mark, you're asking for trouble. 4. Keep a positive vibe. Nobody likes a Debbie Downer, especially not your boss. They dig employees who can find the silver lining and pitch in with solutions when things go south. Stay upbeat, and you'll stay in the boss's good books. 5. Deliver results. At the end of the day, it's all about getting stuff done. If you're not pulling your weight, clashes with the boss are inevitable. So, step up and show what you're made of. Different types of bad bosses. Ever had a boss who made your work life a bit challenging? Well, here are 3 types and some tips on how to handle them. 1. Aggressive bosses. When dealing with tough bosses who deflect blame, prioritize themselves, or intimidate, it's crucial to learn effective, back-covering techniques. Start by requesting instructions in writing, keeping copies of all communications, and maintaining a detailed work journal. Additionally, aim to build a positive relationship with a senior manager who values your work and can act as your champion. This connection could potentially influence your boss's attitude positively. 2. Passive bosses. They shy away from decisions, conflicts, and risks. They might seem harmless, but they can be tricky. Instead of seeking permission, it's often better to take action first and then inform them. However, be cautious not to upset them by consulting too much with colleagues without their knowledge. 3. Controlling bosses. These bosses are manipulative and secretive about their goals. They might act passive but always want to be in control. To handle them, challenge their assumptions and use their own techniques against them. You can even use a bit of sarcasm to let them know you see through their tricks. Do not endanger your work opportunities. Dealing with a difficult boss can be tricky, but it's crucial not to take actions that could harm your career. Avoid making impulsive, career-limiting moves, like embarrassing your boss or openly challenging them. Instead, take a moment before reacting, control your impulses, and think about the potential long-term risks. It's important not to let frustration push you into actions that could hinder your progress. Don't hide from problems either. Find a balanced approach. By being patient and considering the consequences, you can avoid jeopardizing your career advancement. Be a standout employee. Praise and protect. Give props when your boss rocks it. A little appreciation can go a long way. Tell your boss they ran a killer meeting, nailed a tough decision, or aced a tricky customer situation. And hey, don't forget to say thanks when your boss hooks you up with time off or remembers your hiring anniversary. Being a top-notch employee means being positive, confident, and always ready to help out. Show 'em what you've got. Now, if your boss is always on your case about missed deadlines or slacking off, cover your back. Keep track of your tasks and send emails or letters confirming what you're responsible for. It's your shield against accusations. Survival strategies at work. Overcome challenges with your boss by implementing the first strategy. F. Fly below the radar. Blend in like a chameleon at work. Just do your job, stay low-key, and don't make waves. Keep your thoughts about coworkers to yourself, and avoid taking sides in disputes. Be a team player and communicate well with both your boss and colleagues. I. Ignore. Pick your battles wisely. When things get tense, ask yourself if your boss's decisions directly impact you. If not, don't get involved or let it bother you. Keep a positive attitude, focus on the big picture, and take the long-term view. R. Retrain. When faced with unrealistic tasks, use positive and negative reinforcement. Break down the steps needed to complete the job and manage your boss's expectations. Help them understand what it takes to get things done. Stand your ground. Stick to your ethical principles. If your boss asks you to lie, refuse. If you need to explain your stance, do it politely. Sometimes saying less is better. Hold your ground on what you believe is right, even if it means respectfully disagreeing with your boss. Talk straight. If all else fails, it's time to have an honest conversation with your boss. Prepare for the talk, pick a suitable time, and focus on key issues. Stay in control, but don't dominate the conversation. Highlight your contributions and ask for acknowledgement. If disagreements persist, express how the situation is affecting your motivation. Either your boss changes and things improve, or you make the decision to explore new opportunities. Nothing stays the same forever. Even lousy bosses eventually leave or improve. You have the power to make your own choices. Don't fear change. Believe in your skills. Searching for a suitable career. If your boss is giving you a hard time, it might be time to explore new opportunities. Looking for a new job can be both thrilling and scary. The best time to start searching is when you're feeling confident and successful. When you're ready to make a move, ask your friends and coworkers if they know of any openings. Get references from your current and past jobs lined up. Take a moment to figure out if you want to switch careers altogether or just find a new job. Spend time crafting a solid resume. You can even get advice from books or professionals if needed. Write a strong cover letter that explains why you want the job, what you're good at, why you're interested in the company, and why they should hire you. If you land an interview, get ready for it. Dress nicely and practice answering common questions like 1. Why do you want to change jobs? 2. What do you know about our company? 3. What do you think you can do for this company? 4. What are your long-term goals? The interview is a two-way street. Don't hesitate to ask the interviewer about the job and what the company needs. Job hunting, like dealing with a tough boss, means taking charge of your own career and growth. Don't let a difficult situation at work hold you back from pursuing better opportunities. Key points. 1. Recognizing bad bosses' impact on health and job satisfaction and understanding their motivations is key. 2. Align actions with the boss's priorities, money, prestige, ambition, to build a positive relationship. 3. Identify boss types, aggressive, passive, controlling. Protect yourself with specific strategies. 4. Use the first strategy. Fly below the radar. Ignore conflicts. Retrain expectations. Stand your ground. Talk straight. 5. Consider new job opportunities if facing consistent difficulty. Prepare for job hunting confidently. 6. Prepare with a strong resume and interview skills. Don't let tough work situations hold back better opportunities.